Welcome to another edition of Uncensored with Penny Faree, brought to you proudly by IPSS Electronic Security.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show. Back in April, Kwadukuza Municipality quietly opened public comment on proposed changes to its land use management scheme, the rule book that decides what you can and can't do with your property. The problem? Most short-term rental owners and boutique operators only found out after the deadline had passed. By June, compliance officers blitzed properties across Ballita and Salt Rock, serving notices accusing owners of operating without a business license. Tamron Sheriffs Chapman, a local host and business owner, led the community effort to pause these changes until proper consultation could take place. Remarkably, on the very day our podcast aired last month, Kwadukuza Municipality confirmed they would remove the short-term rental clauses from this round and address them separately, a key win for the community's push. But the story didn't end there. On the 4th of August, Tamron's own Salt Rock house, along with other self-catering properties, was slapped with a prohibition order. They were reclassified as guest houses operating without a license, even though no self-catering license category actually exists in Kwadukuza's system. With hundreds of short-term rentals operating across Ballita and Kwadukuza, a vital part of our local economy and community, this legal battle could set a precedent affecting many families and businesses. Now, attorneys are involved and the stakes are higher than ever. So today, Tamron's back with me to unpack what's happened since, what's really going on behind these orders, and what it means for fairness, transparency, and the right to clear rules we can all understand. Welcome to the show, Tamron.
Hello, thank you for having me back.
Yeah. So when we first spoke, it seemed this was one badly handled public participation process. How has this become something bigger?
It has escalated into a very, very serious situation where KDM has told myself and a few other operators that they have to stop operating immediately and that our activity is illegal and that failing to comply, we will be put into a punitive rates category of having to pay six times our rates. So that's quite serious.
Yeah. And now even after you were informed that that whole situation was going to be put on hold until they reclassified it from the last time, how has this unfolded so drastically?
Well, the issue is that the LUMS amendment, so the Land Use Management Scheme amendment, where they wanted to introduce a self-catering category that required special consent, and the enforcement currently are actually not connected.
Yeah.
The communication from the municipality said we're going to put LUMS self-catering amendment in abeyance, meaning we'll take it out for now and we're going to restart that process in some way, shape or form. But in the meantime, we're going to enforce what we believe currently exists. And what they believe currently exists is that any accommodation provider in KDM is classified as a guest house, regardless of what they are offering in terms of services, regardless of what the building looks like, regardless of how the bookings are made. For them, everything is a guest house and needs to rezone accordingly and have commercial rates and electricity accordingly.
Okay, so that's obviously going to be a massive impact on, you know, just an ordinary person in Ballita who's renting out possibly a cottage on his property as through Airbnb occasionally. Now they're going to rezone that property as a business. Is that what you know, is that my understanding?
That's also my understanding. Look, it's quite difficult to understand how that is the interpretation of the current bylaws by KDM.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, there are many people. Earlier you mentioned hundreds of short-term rentals. There's thousands.
Yeah, I know.
Thousands of short-term rentals. And a lot of those short-term rentals are people going away over December, putting their property on a platform like Airbnb.
Yes.
There are many people who have a granny flat in their garden. And one of the recipients of a prohibition order was a sectional title three-bedroom apartment along Ballita Beachfront. So it's not even just freestanding houses. There has been a prohibition order sent for an apartment, which is very obviously not a guest house.
Yeah, and the short-term rental category actually doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
So when they said you need to register online, you know, as a, you know, a short-term rental owner, you go online to KDM and you can't find that category. So what do you? So if you wanted to apply, you know, and register, what would you do then?
Well, immediately after the initial blitz, which happened on the 20th of June, and documents were left behind saying you have an illegal business, you need to register. I immediately went onto the online portal to try to register, because obviously we all want to be compliant. And the only categories that exist to get a business license currently are for hotels, guest houses, lodges, and bed and breakfasts. So naturally, I sent an email saying, look, I would love to comply, but there is no pathway currently to comply as a self-catering, standalone, short-term rental.
Yeah, and obviously the financial viability to run it as a commercial, you know, rezoned commercial business, it's massive. It's going to put a lot of homeowners out of business, and it's going to impact homeowners completely, you know.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And I think the even more poignant point is that the usage of a freestanding property or an apartment is still residential, whether somebody's renting it for 3 nights or 3 months or 3 years. They eat there, they sleep there. There's nothing commercial happening on that property. There's no breakfast being served. There's no massages available. There's no commercial type services that warrant a higher usage that they would need some kind of compensation in terms of commercial rates.
Yeah. So tell me now, what has transpired since, you know, you received this from KDM? What are your next steps?
So we were in the letter itself, in the prohibition order, we were given 7 days to respond.
Yeah.
And we obviously then needed to really up our game and make sure that we were 100% confident in our understanding of what is available.
Yeah.
So immediately our attorney called the person who had issued the prohibition order and said, listen, we see that you're classifying this freestanding property as a guest house. And we just want clarity on where it is that we can find the definition of that. And verbally, the response was any property that's providing accommodation is zoned guest house. And then, of course, we had to ask for the SPLUMA documentation,
yeah.
So spatial planning, land use, and bylaws. So those were provided by Friday. I mean, this is hot,
yes.
fresh
yeah,
news.
Yeah.
So those were provided to our attorney by Friday, and then we had until Monday to submit our response, which we did. And the essence of the response is, we do want to comply. Unfortunately, there's no current way to comply. Your definition of a guest house versus what our client is doing are not aligned. We can't register as something that we're not. In fact, we could not be a guest house even if we wanted to. We could not provide breakfast. We do not have communal facilities. We don't need 9 parkings because there's 9 bedrooms. It's only families who arrive with their kids. We couldn't even shoehorn ourselves into that if we wanted to, and neither could any other apartment block that's being rented as a self-catering along our beautiful coast.
Yeah, and you know, in estates, I know in December, it's a big thing for a lot of homeowners in estates to Airbnb their homes. Would this also directly impact them? Would they? Would the estate then have to comply and say, you know what, we actually have to rule this out now because you guys, the property is residential. It's a residential estate. We're not. How do you do that? How are they going to navigate that?
Well, these are the complexities that we need to try to avoid. And the way to solve that is to get clear collaboration on what the steps are to become compliant. And those need to be fair, and they need to be in alignment with the precedents that have been set around the world and in our own country. Cape Town themselves went through this already over the past 10 years, and they landed on a bylaw that says 30-day use is considered residential by one guest because of usage being residential still.
So if you Airbnb your home and you keep it under 30 days, then this, you know, I'm saying in Cape Town, it doesn't impact you as a commercial property owner.
Exactly. Currently in Cape Town, if you have one guest for up to 30 days, it is still zoned residential and you do not need special consent to do that.
So what happens if you have multiple guests over the 30-day period?
You can have somebody for 3 days, check out. You can have someone check in for 7. That's fine. But if you can't have somebody staying for over 30 days and still be considered short-term rental.
And is it 30 days consistently, or if you close it, if you do the July holidays, then you do the April, then December?
Yeah. And there's nothing around that in Cape Town.
Yeah.
You can obviously only do it in December or whenever you want to do it. But just in order to not be rezoned or reclassifying or need special consent, the City of Cape Town has said it's zoned residential. Stellenbosch has also looked at this very carefully, and they've said, look, if you do more than 30 days, we want you to get a license, but you're still considered residential.
Yeah.
So everyone's been trying to tackle it from a fair perspective.
And do you think KDM is doing that? Are they in a consultation now to see how this is going to change?
Not yet, but that has been our request with every communication.
Yeah.
We've said, look, we want to meet around the table. There is an industry body, an association called the Short-Term Rental South African Short-Term Rental Association called SASTRA. They would like to meet around the table. We would like to meet around the table. Yeah. I've had Ward Councillor 22 ask, can we meet around the table? I've had the head of the Chamber of Commerce saying, can we meet around the table? Our attorney said, can we meet around the table? All that we want to do is we want to sit down and we want to get it clear and fair and make it possible for all of us to operate legally and benefit our economy and our properties and our jobs and everything that a short-term rental provides.
And especially in this town where tourism is one of its most important revenue streams. Tell me, what is the next step now? You have engaged with them, asking them to put these clear definitions in line. You're asking for a round-the-table discussion. Have they come back to you that, or have you given them a certain time to respond?
We've received an acknowledgement of receipt of that letter, okay. But we haven't had a response from that letter. Our hope is that we do manage to get around the table. We manage to pioneer this for everybody in this community. But we are keeping in the back of our mind that it may not go that way. And in that case, the next step would have to be mounting a High Court interdict and, if necessary, even going to the Constitutional Court. And in that regard, we have the South African Short-Term Rental Association, SASTRA, who've ring-fenced a fund for any members who join from this community or KZN to go into that fund in case we need it to, in order to make it fair and collaborative for short-term rental hosts.
And how many people are actually part of this association?
I don't know. I'm not involved in it directly myself, so I don't have access to their behind the scenes. But short-term rental in the way that we go about booking is a fairly recent thing. In the same way we had to get to terms with Uber, we had to get to terms with Airbnb. So defining where we fit is something that we're all having to grapple with, and there's a bit of pioneering involved.
Yeah.
So while SASTRA has had to come together to try and help South Africa do that, they haven't been around for decades as a result because the problem hasn't been around for decades. The more people who support it, the more we're able to make sure that our niche is fair and clear.
Yeah, and making sure that there are fair regulations and the policies affecting the sector, you know, it's inclusive public participation. Now, you know, I reached out to someone yesterday in terms of rezoning, and she just said, rezoning council land is not something a municipality can decide on its own. It's like there's this massive formal legal process they must follow, backed by proper paperwork. So for them to say, oh, if you don't comply, we're going to rezone it and you're going to be charged these rates, it's actually not as easy as that saying. They have to do written notification, on-site notice, public advertisement, proof of process. The list carries on.
So I mean, what was contained in the prohibition order was saying, if you do not stop today, you will be put into a punitive category that goes with abandoned buildings and illegal buildings, which has a 6x rates.
So it was basically saying, if you don't comply, we're going to basically charge you.
And our response is, look, we don't believe that we're doing what you say we're doing. We believe that we are self-catering. We are not a guest house.
Yeah.
So if you enforce what you're saying, it's actually you who is acting unlawfully, not us.
Okay. And we only have a few minutes left, Tamron, but before we wrap up, where can people reach you? Or if they want to get involved and learn more about what's happening, how can they support this process for those people that this is going to affect directly?
You can find me on my website, which is tamron.co. Just co, nothing else after that. Yeah. And if you are interested in that SASTRA membership and contributing towards the legal fund, if you are a short-term rental owner, it's tamron.co/legal.
Okay, and I'll put that at the bottom as well. Mm. And just we only have a few minutes, so I just wanted to do a quick wrap-up of what's happening in Kwadukuza Municipality because it's an important update. As of now, Kwadukuza still hasn't elected a mayor or deputy mayor, and over the past month, key portfolio meetings and recent council meetings have been cancelled, and this kind of paralysis means crucial decisions around service delivery, budgets and oversight are being delayed. And now, recently, opposition parties have called for a Section 154 intervention, which basically says that Kwadukuza is failing to govern effectively, and if this doesn't sort itself out, the province has a right now to step in and take control of the municipality. DOCRA has come out in support of this move, and we are going to be unpacking that story as we go along and obviously following it closely as it develops. And we will obviously come back with Tamron and see how this unpacks, because it's going to be affecting a lot of homeowners in our region. Thank you for joining us today, Tamron. I look forward to how this unpacks.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, Uncensored with Penny Faree was brought to you proudly by IPSS Electronic Security.